Welcome to Grace Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us on Sunday evening, June the 7th, 2015.
Well, I'm going to ask you to stand with me as we begin tonight and sing a chorus that I taught you a number of years ago entitled, Lord, Give Me a Willing Heart. And we'll sing that a couple times. Sing with me.
Lord, give me a willing heart. And Lord, give me a brand new start. And create in me a love that's real.
Thank you. Please be seated.
Praise the Lord for music. An opportunity to praise him that way. Dan Borum is coming to sing for us at this time.
You know, we come through a season where we celebrate or we remember the death, burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And you know, those people there that day, I don't think they knew what they had right before them that day. You know, they had a God that loved them so much and cared for them so much. And, you know, and instead of them saying, crucify him, they should have been saying, holy is he who heals the sick, who raised the dead, who gave sight back to the blind and hearing back to the deaf. And you know, listen to this song. It talks about that. And instead of them crying, crucify, they should have been crying that day, crying holy. Listen. Get 2 for 1 tonight. One day a crowd stood face to face with a holy God of every race, a final chance for them to humbly bow. But as their king was crucified, no tears of sorrow filled their eyes as they cursed his name and they spat upon his brow. They should have cried, holy, worthy, as loud their voices raised. They should have cried, Master, we surrender to your will and to your way. Instead they cried, crucify, let him die, let's take his life away. They should have cried, holy, on crucifixion day. No greater love was ever shown than the love he showed his very own as he prayed, Father, for this deed forgive. He knew that they were unaware that such a holy God was hanging there. What an opportunity they missed. They should have cried, holy, worthy, as loud their voices raised. They should have cried, Master, we surrender to your will and to your way. Instead they cried, crucify, let him die, let's take his life away. They should have cried, holy, on crucifixion day. Holy, let's take his life away. They should have cried, holy,
Thank you, Dan. That was excellent. And it's great, too. Tonight we come together and we're going to hear a story from some of our missionaries that really is that very opportunity that the people missed then, that same opportunity they get to take forward now throughout the world. And we do that right here. And before we get to that time, I do want to ask the ushers to come forward. I'm going to pray for our offering. And tonight's offering, and I may get myself in trouble because I didn't really ask anyone ahead of time, but tonight's offering we do want to designate toward our missions here. And that would be the missions that we send out directly from this church as well. So anything that's given tonight, unless otherwise designated, will go toward supporting missions that originate from this church. That'd be local and abroad. But let's pray and we will take the offering. Father, we do thank you for those who are going into the field to take the message of grace from our King that has been told for thousands of years. And God, we pray tonight, just thank you for those who have been on the field. And God, we are thankful to be able to hear the stories of what you are doing in and through the people that you allow us to send. And that is a wonderful privilege. So we thank you for that opportunity tonight. We pray your blessing on the offerings that are given here tonight to continue to take your gospel, your kingdom forward. And we ask this in Christ's name. Amen. Tonight I wanted to ask Scott Staub and Tom Kilpatrick and the new guy to us here, Robbie Kilpatrick, in his Moldova attire. Look at you. You didn't get the other guys in that, huh? And I was in the mission committee meeting when you got here, so hey, nice to meet you, Robbie. Thanks for coming out. I do want to, of course, thank these guys as well. We got microphones for all of you. I don't know who gets the lone chair over here. This is, it's like set up like a dating game over here. I don't know. Which this would be horrible. But these guys, it's just great to have them here, especially right now. We actually had a totally different evening planned for you. And then when I got back in town Monday, I don't know when the text came through. I didn't have any texts over the weekend. But I saw this text as soon as I got back in range saying, yeah, I can't make it Sunday. So these guys have actually come up here really last minute. Apparently have a lot of really good stuff that they put together for tonight. We were going to have them later in the month anyway, but we are excited. And really, thank you guys very much for coming on such short notice to make this happen tonight. But they all just got back as they're about to tell you from Moldova, and as the shirt shows. And we're just excited to hear about what the Lord's been doing in and through each of you. So it's all you. We all got mics. We're good to go.
I want to, first of all, just thank you for your prayers and for your encouragement. I also want to introduce Robbie's family. He has a bunch of family come up from Ringgold, and excited for you to meet them. Robbie, why don't you stand, and if you want to just introduce your family. Robbie's okay. Family, if you'll stand, and also friends, please, if you're a friend of Robbie's.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, this is my family. Up in the front there in the blue, the younger guy, that's Daniel, my brother Daniel. he's from Knoxville. My immediate family and I are from Knoxville. And then that's my grandpa beside him. And then behind them in the red, that's my grandma Talent, and my Aunt Debbie, and my dad. and my little sister Selena. I also have another brother and my mom there at home. He wasn't feeling well today. And then behind them, it's my other grandpa, Grandpa Briest and Grandma Briest, and then our friends, the Bakhtiars. They're kind of from, they're from Iran and they live in Knoxville, so they're kind of like part of our family too now. So,
thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
It's my family.
So it's great to have them with us. This pastor mentioned this morning in his sermon about the importance of Barnabas as a good example. I when ABWE asked me to kind of come up with my job description for what the Lord was calling us to do, really focused and modeled that after Barnabas's life. And your giving is an example of something that we were able to benefit from, your prayers, and technology is great, we're able to follow. So, Tom, if you want to go ahead and we'll start those slides. We'd like to introduce our team that you'll be able to see here in a minute. Where it's located is right in the hotbed of a lot of controversy right now, next to Ukraine, and then the EU starts right next door to it in Romania. This is our team. As you see there, you have Tom, and then Leon Duhl, missionary to Russia and Ukraine, Beth Hafer, who's our admin, myself, Robbie, Steve Wingett, out of Grace here, and then Ruth Rust, who is an ESL teacher with Bridges in Hungary, and just a fantastic team that God put together.
Yeah, a couple of months ago, it was a missions committee meeting, and Scott said, "I'm going to Moldova, but we're lacking some people. I don't have enough people to go." So I said, "Well, I'll go," and so that's how it all happened.
What you're going to see here is just some images of our classroom, and it's interesting just to see how God works. We had another teacher who was supposed to come, actually made the first leg of his trip, and then turned around and went home. We don't know why. He just said God told him not to come, so which was very odd. And but thank the Lord for Robbie. Robbie stepped up and really was a fantastic addition to our team. Robbie, if you don't know, speaks a little Russian and he speaks a little Romanian. So to have him there with those students in that setting was definitely a God thing. And to see his giftedness, I can only speak Romanian. I can't speak Russian, and it was really a treat to have him there.
My niece from Illinois thought it was kind of strange that anybody from Mississippi would try to teach English as a second language.
These are just, go ahead, we can go through these. These are just some slides of Steve in his classroom. He had the advanced class and did a fantastic job. This is the upper level intermediate class with Beth, and phenomenal group. This is one of the beginner classes with Leon Duhl. Again, there's Robbie teaching. And we had 106 students about, somewhere in there. Most of them Russian speakers from Central Asia. I think there's over 30 different languages spoken at this university. And so we had Tajik students, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, kids from Belarus, Russia, just a phenomenal cross-section of that part of the world, and all who love the Lord, and a little bit, we'll share a little bit about their mission trips that are coming up.
Yeah, this is my class, and 23 students from 6 different countries. So it was really kind of a challenge, but a lot of fun. You know, I would sit there in class someday, and I would think, you know, I'm having so much fun. I'm not sure why a lot of people from Grace aren't here, because it just really was a joy to be there.
This is a picture taken in the chapel service as we were practicing. We learned 3 English songs, all from the Gettys. And so we took a picture of a lot of the students. Some of them were working in the cafeteria, so they weren't in the picture. But this is the majority of our students in the chapel.
Okay, now we may have to push the button up there to play this. So there's a movie here. So if you'll push the play button. No. Go back.
We want you to hear a little bit, if we can, what this sounds like.
No. What you'll have to do is kind of wiggle a mouse around a little bit, and it'll pop up at the bottom. There you go. There you go. There you go. You know what? I'm sorry. We didn't plug that cord in, did we? There is audio there.
This is very Moldovan, by the way. What you're saying right here, this is very
Moldovan. High tech. You may be sorry you got the text. Next slide there. Okay. Go ahead. Okay, and we had lunch in the cafeteria with the students, and we had potatoes and cabbage one day. The next day we had cabbage and potatoes. And the following day we had potatoes and cabbage. So, but we enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun.
It's really true. I mean, we had a lot of cabbage and potatoes and bread and you know, some kind of green or something every time.
I wanted to show you this picture. This is some of the new facilities that are being built. The building with the red brick there, that is going to be new dormitories, also rooms for teams that come over and do construction projects. One of the missionaries, Kenny Mead, who's from West Park, that's where Robbie goes to church. They sent teams over. Kenny is a missionary in Poland, and so he was actually there just a few weeks ago. But the building in the background is a conference center and classrooms, and the Lord has supplied over $1 million, I think $1.6 million, for the construction of this property, and we're just so thankful to see what the Lord is doing right in this little tiny corner of a big block right downtown. So it's neat to see what the Lord's doing.
Yeah, I mean, it's like doubling the size of their campus, like these two buildings, because they have two more that are about that same size. So it's really going to, it's exciting to see for the school for sure.
This was the main building that was built. School started in, I believe, 94 to 98 was when the school started. They initially started to reach Turkish students, but the Lord opened Central Asia. And so now these students come, are able to get visas to come into Moldova. And because of the Russian being the common language, they speak Russian and Romanian and have two tracks of classes.
Yeah, just this week I heard about three Christian schools that are closing in America, and I couldn't help but think, you know, God's doing some amazing things around the world, and it's just so exciting to see a school like this where he's just, you know, doing a lot of exciting stuff. Okay. All right. I just wanted to show you a little bit about the Moldovan countryside because, you know, sometimes we have this idea that all these countries are just trash and just, you know, poverty. And so we saw a lot of beautiful countryside, a lot of beautiful farmland, and we're actually standing inside a little monastery that was inside a cave here. Of course, during the war, a lot of the Russian Orthodox churches were either demolished or damaged pretty badly. And so now they're restoring some of those churches. And this is one of the churches that's being restored right now. I thought it was kind of interesting because in the ceiling of this church is the picture of Christ. And it says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." So it's kind of, you know, kind of interesting to see that for sure in the Orthodox Church. Scott, you may want to say something about here. I'm not sure, but
this is an interesting picture. This is the original synagogue in Chisinau. There is a new synagogue that is there, but very small. And this was the original synagogue that was destroyed during World War II. And very, very few. I think they told us there's around 100 and some. Very few. But they have the synagogue now has a school. They have, I think, a kindergarten. So some of the Jewish people are coming back.
Elections were going on while we were there, and so it was kind of interesting to walk up and down the streets and see all the posters and all the candidates and hear the rallies and so forth. And as you can see, the Communist Party is very much alive still there today.
It's interesting. Leon Duhl, who flew, he came in to Chisinau with Aeroflot. He said that the stewardesses in the Aeroflot now wear the hammer and sickle on their, it's part of their uniform, so they're bringing that back. Just when you thought communism was dead, it's definitely not. So.
And once in a while, we would sneak away from the classroom and head down to McDonald's and you know, break from the potatoes and cabbage. So it's kind of fun to have a McDonald's close by. I was telling Scott one night, I never go to McDonald's in America. But it was kind of fun to find one there.
Yeah, they had a great thing. I wish they had here. It was a dessert with papanash. Papanash is basically little donuts with cream cheese in the middle, and they smother it with ice cream and jam. So, man, I tell you, I wish they had that here, but they don't. So.
Okay, I guess that's all the slides.
All right, I wanted to give our team a little bit of time to give some testimony, so I'd like Robbie to kind of come forward and maybe give a little bit of, if you want to, just stand and give your testimony of what you saw.
Yeah, it was just a really amazing thing to meet the believers there, and it was kind of cool because there, because of the culture, there's a lot of walking that people do, you know, public transportation and walking. So we would go out almost every night and go on a walk in the city and go see some things and just be able to talk. And it was just a really great way to build relationships with a lot of the students there. And It was neat. One night I was talking to this one guy named Christian, and he asked me. He said, "What's your ministry? What's your ministry?" Not he didn't ask me if I had one, or you know, he didn't ask me if I was serving anywhere or if I had a ministry, but which one it was, you know, like assuming that, you know, all members of the body of Christ should be serving in some facet of the church or something like that. So it was just really neat to see that, you know, he assumed that, you know, I was doing what I should be doing as a believer in Christ. And so that was really neat, and I got to talk with a lot of the Central Asian students, and it was really neat to see that, you know, a lot of them were studying theology and studying missions to just go back to their own countries and just share the gospel with the people in their country. It was neat to hear about the cultures there, and I mean, some of the students there really live in cultures where it's very hard to be called a follower of Christ. And Scotty was telling me that one of the students had gotten tagged in some sort of Facebook thing relating to the school, and you know, it is a Christian school, so because of that, he was like beheaded. So I mean, it's pretty serious. Some of the cultures where these people come from, but they're just very passionate about the Lord and using the time there at the school. You know, even though they're planning to go back to their home countries or you know some other countries in Central Asia, they were very very active in serving in like churches throughout Moldova. Like I went with three guys, and we went to a church in the village, a Ukrainian village, and we, basically they put on the whole service for them and just shared the word of, you know, the gospel there in that church. So it was just really, really amazing to see the passion that these guys have and these girls have just for the gospel and in their home countries where it's hard to be follower of Christ.
I met Robbie at Liberty. The Lord has connected me with a lot of really neat young people, even young people that we have here at Grace with Aaron and Drew Toon and some of the ladies that have gone to Norway with us over the years. And when I met Robbie and found out his giftedness, to see how the Lord is going to use him in missions, in teaching ESL, it's just exciting to see how our Lord is preparing our young people. And I am so thankful to be a part of that and to be a part of what God's doing. So another great part was to be in a cross-generational team. And I absolutely love Tom. Tom and I spent a lot of time together talking in the evenings, and while this guy was running around playing soccer games with all the guys, we had an opportunity to just talk, and it was great, and I'm so thankful for Tom and his ministry.
I really appreciate the opportunity of being there, for sure, and Robbie and I shared a room, and I probably shouldn't tell some things, but Robbie talks in his sleep. And I could probably tell the family some stories, you know, because it was kind of fun. But it was a real delight to be with the students, because every single student was just so excited about what they were doing and about serving the Lord and about their service, and they really were anxious to learn. It's kind of fun to be in a classroom where students really want to learn. And so that was the case for sure, because they just ask questions, and they just were so anxious to know the English language, and I really wish that I had understood them more, because I would love to have heard more of their stories, because I know that every single person in that classroom had a tremendous story to tell, and what I did learn sometimes was just unbelievable, the stories of how they came to know the Lord, and how that one student told me that after he came to know the Lord, you know, then the officials came to his house and said, "Okay, we're going to take your life. We're going to kill you." And he said, "You know, okay." And for some reason, they just turned and left, you know. But we never understand what it's like to face those kinds of things here. We've been so blessed. But it's just, it really strengthens your own faith, and it strengthens your resolve to do more for the Lord. When you see students like that, when you hear their stories, and when you know what they've gone through, and when you know that they are going back to many countries where they're facing execution every single day of their lives, where at any point in time, an official could walk in and just bend them over and behead them. So it was just a real joy to be there, just to be with them for sure. And again, Scott and I had a great time together, just enjoyed the fellowship together, had a lot of good times with Steve Wingate. Steve and I have known each other really basically for many, many years, but Steve was kind of on an edge this time. He was really kind of funny, you know? So we enjoyed that. And of course, it's a little bit intimidating to be a college professor, as long as I have been, and to have a college freshman with us who spoke Russian and Romanian and Spanish. But it was a real joy to be with Robbie. I thoroughly enjoyed all the time we spent together. And again, I can't say enough. I wish that so many of you could have had this same opportunity, because I always come away saying I was given more than I gave when I go to a situation like that.
We'd like to close with just a few prayer requests and also kind of update you on what is happening at the school. This week, they will be having graduation on the 13th, and they'll probably graduate around 40 students. After they graduate those 40 students, those students will then, the rest of the student body will go out on different missions trips all over the Russian-speaking world. They identified three areas that they were going to. One is Estonia. Another one is they're going to Moldova and the Gagauz region, which is part of Moldova, but they have their own language, much like the Turkish language. And then they are going to Turkey as well to take some students there. And so the students are preparing Bible stories, VBS-type things, even teaching English themselves, what little they know, using that. And so just an exciting opportunity for them to go in outreach. This week, if you will pray for Dr. Paul Mueller, the ESL professor at Liberty. He is going to be arriving on Wednesday at the university and doing some consulting work about the English program. We'd like to do another intensive, so I'm letting you know ahead of time, September, we would like to take another team of 10 teachers over and to start the school year off for them having an English intensive. So if you're interested in that, please get in touch with me. And we would just like to close tonight with one of the songs that we learned. If you would sing with us, let me just make sure Kenny's got it all set up. I think we do. But we would like to sing together, and we have a PowerPoint. And we're going to do it Moldovan style. I want you to stand up. Whenever they prayed or when they read scripture or when they sang, they always stand up to do it. So this was one of the wonderful things to hear them sing. And actually, the professor, Dr. Mihai Malancha, as he spoke with the group, he gave us a great compliment. He said we had an opportunity to really worship this week and to hear the kids singing at the top of their lungs these songs that we often take for granted, but just great doctrinally rich songs. And this was one of the kids' favorites, Power of the Cross. Thank you.
Here tonight, and of course, thanks to Tom and to Scott and to Robbie. It's great to have you all here. If we would just kind of give a clap for them. I was going to wait for Tom to sit down before I said this, but I'll go ahead now because I'm really just doing this to harass you. But, oh, look at this. He's bringing things up.
Every day in class, when a student would give me the right answer, I would throw a piece of candy. So today, you get the candy.
All right. Thanks. Yeah, you can clap a lot for that one. That's real good. And I would love to tell you all, you can all come and have a piece, but the problem is there's not that many in here. And if I gave one to one of you, I'd have to give some to everybody. So I just can't. It's just how it goes. Sorry. So now that they have sat down, what I was going to do is ask all three of you to... That's messing with my microphone now. Oh, okay. It's just me. I ask all three of you to go ahead and, if you guys want to head to the info booth out there, which, yeah, it's our new and in progress info booth, just so you're there to share with anyone as they are heading out, may have any questions or want to connect with them a little bit, they'll be out there waiting for you. But as they head out, let me pray over them and us as we continue to send out into the world. And thank you all, of course, for, I think all of us together here, we give so that these kinds of things can't happen. It is just a blessing to see what the Lord is doing through this body, and I'm just humbled to be a part of it. So let's just pray and thank the Lord for what he's doing. Father, we thank you for Scott and for Tom and for Robbie, the work that you have done in them, and we pray too for Dr. Mueller as he heads over to do continuing work there, and we pray in advance for our team that will be heading over in September to continue the work with his language school. We pray your protection and your care for the students there as they learn your word as well as learning English, and God, we pray that you would send, that you would use us to send this group out. We thank you for the report that we've heard, that we get to be a part of what you're doing across the seas. And it is a great honor and privilege, and we thank you for it and pray for the continued means to do that until you return. And we ask this in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you all very much. Grace, it's time to go. Y'all are getting this. It's good.